Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
What up?
JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thank you for waking up with us. We're having a great Friday Eve so far. If you're on the road, we're with you. Lana, how's your morning going so far?
Pretty good. I forgot my glasses at home today, so I'm wearing the cheater ones that you get.
Was that the new ones?
No, these are cheaters.
Okay.
I bought them on Amazon, like 10 of them for like $10.
Can you see me right now?
Nope, not at all.
Really?
I can't. You're super blurry. I can kind of see my computer. I think I got the wrong cheaters. So
well, they're $1 a piece, Lana.
And
I think you need to pay a little bit more money if you want to see.
I hook her up with my buddy, the optometrist. He does it twice. He has to change the lenses the first time, which is fine. And then she leaves him at home.
Mm-hmm. I know. Crazy.
But yeah, you're totally blurry. I can't see you.
Oh, this will be a fun one.
Yeah. I know. I can't wait.
If I start waving my hands, it means it's your turn to talk. You know what? My dog this morning.
Uh-oh.
Petey.
I'll tell you what. Every day, when we go out in the afternoon, he marks everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
For
and
sure.
Over and over and over. This morning, the grass is wet, so he's like, nope, not going to do it.
Oh, no.
So I start walking in the grass. I mean, he was just walking down the street this morning, like it was just a stroll. Then I start walking in the grass to, like, hopefully he'll follow me in the grass. I get blasted by a sprinkler that I didn't see. I mean, from my waist down, just soaked.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, Petey, get your butt over here.
Now you're mad.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you get one shot, and then you're going back in the house.
That's why he doesn't go to the bathroom, because he knows as soon as he does, you're taking him back upstairs, and he's locked in the house for hours, and no fun for Petey.
He's learned.
Little? No, I'm just kidding. last night, I got to hang out with, not hang out, but I got to talk to Kevin's kids.
Oh, you did?
That happened.
Yeah, they wanted to say hi, which was very nice of them, and they were making Valentine's Day cards for school. So I was like, how are they looking? And they were super sweet.
Yeah, their Hillsborough County is off tomorrow, so they have no school tomorrow and Monday, so today they're doing Valentine's Day.
What a weekend!
Yeah.
Fun!
Well, Valentine's Day Sunday, so they give them out to the kiddos in their class.
We should do that.
Yeah.
We should do that. All right, let's kick the morning off right now. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? We want to know. So hit us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR, Lana, Kevin, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Fred. I'm from Carlton, Jumper Hills, and I'm working.
You are working already? Where do you work at?
I work at a steel manufacturing company.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
You got a long day ahead of you?
10 hours.
Oh, man. How does that work? Do you melt the steel? You cut the steel? What's going on?
No, I'm actually a steel fabricating company. We make we're considered an essential company. We're building hospitals and schools.
Oh, awesome.
Most of it.
This guy does some real honest work.
I love it, man.
I love it.
Well, listen, you have a great day. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. You know, a lot of people have been talking about this on other shows and kind of acting like an authority on this situation, which is absolutely ridiculous because they're not. And it's 995, I mean, people that we know and other radio shows, it's just, I felt like the best way to do this, Lana, is now that he has put out a statement, we're talking about Morgan Wallen and the situation that he's in right now, the best way to do it is to hear it from him.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been waiting on this statement. It finally happened. I'll tell you this. My interactions with him, and that's very limited, have always been positive.
Great interactions with him, yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I'm not acting like his best friend like some of these other shows are acting, because they're not. But I'm just telling you right now that every situation I've ever had with him, he seemed like a good guy with a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been off the rails lately. Okay?
Yes, he has.
And the last Sunday or two Sundays ago, that was not the guy that I met. And it's a bummer that is kind of the road he went down, and the things that he said are hurtful. But I'm going to get it out of the way. I want you just to hear it from Morgan Wallen of what he said last night. It's a little long, but I think it's fair to let him say everything that he put out there. Here you go. Morgan Wallen's apology.
Hey, y'all. It's Morgan. I'm long overdue to make a statement regarding my last incident. I wanted to collect my thoughts, seek some real guidance, and come to you with a complete thought before I did. I was made aware of the video being posted to TMZ with hardly any time to think before it was released to the public. I was asked if I wanted to apologize, and of course I did. I wrote many detailed thoughts, and only a portion of those got used, which painted me in an even more careless light. I'm here to hopefully show you that that's not the truth. The video you saw was me on hour 72 of 72 of a bender, and that's not something I'm proud of either. Obviously, the natural thing to do is to apologize further and just continue to apologize, but because you got caught, and that's not what I wanted to do. I let so many people down, and who mean a lot to me and who have given so much to me, and it's just not fair. I let my parents down, and they're the furthest thing from the people, from the person in that video. I let my son down. I'm not okay with that. So this week I've been waiting to say anything further until I got the chance to apologize to those closest to me that I knew I personally hurt. I also accepted some invitations from some amazing black organizations, some executives and leaders to engage in some very real and honest conversations. I admit to you, I was pretty nervous to accept those invitations. The very people I hurt, and they had every right to step on my neck while I was down to not show me any grace, but they did the exact opposite. They offered me grace, and they also paired that with an offer to learn and to grow. And I'll be honest, you know, that kindness really inspired me to dig deeper on how to do something about this. And one thing I've learned already is I'm specifically sorry for is that it matters. My words matter. A word can truly hurt a person, and at my core, that's not what I'm okay with. This week, I heard firsthand some personal stories from black people that honestly shook me. And I know what I'm going through this week doesn't even compare to some of the trials I heard about from them. I came away from those discussions with a deep appreciation for them and a clearer understanding of the weight of my words. I wish the circumstances were different for me to learn these things, but I'm also glad it started the process for me to do so. I've got many more things to learn, but I already know that I don't want to add to any division. This week was a big lesson that sometimes we can do just that without even knowing it. Our actions matter, our words matter. And I just want to encourage anyone watching to please learn from my mistake. There's no reason to downplay what I did. It matters, and please know I'm carefully choosing my next steps in repair. I want to end this update hopefully on a more positive note. Since that video was taken, I've been sober for 9 days. It's not all that long of a time, but it's enough to know the man in that video is not the man that I'm trying to be. I've had this week to think about times when I'm sober, and I'm really proud of who I am and my actions for the most part in those moments. When I look on the times that I'm not, it seems to be where the majority of my mistakes are made. So I decided to go off the grid for a little while and get used to making good decisions. I want my team, my family, my friends, and even strangers to trust me. Hell, I want to trust me. Who knows if I'll be able to live down all the mistakes I've made, but I'm certainly going to try. I'm going to spend some time taking back control of my habit, living healthy, and being proud of my actions. And lastly, I have one favor to ask. I appreciate those who still see something in me and have defended me, but for today, please don't. I was wrong. It's on me. Take ownership for this, and I fully accept any penalties I'm facing. The timing of my return is solely upon me and the work I put in. I still had a lot of really good people in my corner trying to help me, and I appreciate them more than you know. I appreciate you more than you know. This entire situation is ugly right now, but I'll keep searching for ways to become the example instead of being made one. In closing, I'm not trying to be a holy roller or anything, but this week I remembered a passage from Paul that always stood out to me, and I'm thinking maybe a moment like this is why. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways." That's what I'm going to be doing for the next little bit. God bless.
I thought it was very heartfelt. I know he's made apologies before. Actions speak louder than words. He's got a lot of steps to go. I think a lot of these problems stem from going out and partying, and I think that kind of clouded the fact that his words mean something.
And again, if you're just tuning in, that was Morgan Wallen. He was apologizing for the video that was posted on TMZ about a week and a half ago.
And not just that, just kind of his behavior in the last few months. And, you know, he was suspended from Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. for violating COVID protocols. And he's kind of had a rough stretch in this, but a lot of self-inflected. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to say is, we don't sit here saying that we understand fully the impact of those words, because, you know, those words weren't directed at us, and that word is so painful to so many people, and it has such a negative background to it.
Right.
So when you hear that as a Black American, that's not something as a white male that I could say, oh, I completely understand how hurtful that word is, and I mean that humbly. And the fact that I hope this never comes out of his mouth again, and I love the fact that these Black groups like NAACP are reaching out to him to say, we want to help you.
Right.
We don't want to cancel you. We want to help you.
Yeah, we want to educate you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he's so talented.
Right.
He is so talented, and it's not an excuse. He said it right there. It's not an excuse. I let my whole team down. And I thought this was really cool, because what you need to also understand is the people around him and the people he write with, some of those people are Black.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I mean, that's going to hurt your relationships.
Right.
But you pulled up something from Jimmy Allen that I thought was very heartful and understanding. And I would love for you to read that.
Right. And this was posted on Instagram, on Morgan Wallen's Instagram, after he released that video from Jimmy Allen. Love you, bro. I'm here for you. Always praying for you. Can't wait for the world to see your heart. We all mess up and we deserve redemption. The Bible says forgive 70 times 70. So let's get through this. And he makes a good point about forgiveness.
Yeah.
We have all had to forgive people when it was hard, and we've all had to move on. So I love that Jimmy Allen is doing this for his friend.
And I think he's pinpointing a lot of things that he needs to work on. The alcohol, he's not excusing his behavior. It's something that he made a mistake about. And, you know, if you want to, I mean, I want to forgive the guy. I want people to look at this guy, like I said, very limited. I'm not acting like I'm his best friend. I'm just saying every interaction I've had was positive, and I felt like he had a good heart. He comes from a family of pastors. His dad was a pastor, so I know he had a good upbringing in that situation. And I'm just really bummed that he didn't see the power of his words, because he had the world in the palm of his hands, and now he's learning that can be gone in 24 hours.
It sure can.
And then also the fact that I hope this story ends with redemption, and I hope this story ends with Morgan Wallen coming out as a better man, and whatever those demons are that he's not just putting the words aside for a second, a lot of the demons where he's made apologies for in the past.
Sure.
I hope, like he said, 9 days sober. I hope that gets him to a better place, because he's such a talented guy, and he can affect country music in such a positive way.
Right.
But let's not forget the negative way. Stigmas that are around country music and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of that.
Yep.
You know, we want you to be an example, because you are at the top of the game. We talked about this. And again, it's not about the music. It's about his words. But he has 15 songs in the top 20 on the charts.
I know.
He's been heard. Yeah. You got to understand, you're under a microscope.
His album is still, the sales are just soaring right now, because it's good music.
Right. And I think the best he can do is to seek that help, which I think he really is.
Mm-hmm.
He's made apologies before, but actions speak louder than words. I'm praying for this guy. I think he's great, but I totally think his mind was not in a good place. He did not think about the consequences, and now he's going to be educated by it. And I think it's another thing to say, the NAACP reaching out to him saying, we are here for you. We want to educate you. We're not trying to cancel you. And I think that's a huge step and a tip of the hat to them to say, hey, canceling this guy is not going to help him in the long run.
Right.
Maybe he can then learn from this and then share his testimony with somebody that may be struggling with this or using that word.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, that's a huge step. And I hope it all works out.
Yep.
And I hope this story, like I said, ends in redemption.
And if you want to see the entire video, again, we've got it up on our website at 995QIK.com.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, if you didn't see it live because you were working, boy, were there some highlights from that Bucks parade yesterday. It's 995QYK. We'll get to the quarterback in a second, but it was so cool to see those guys, kind of like the Lightning, being able to go down the
river, Hillsborough
River right there, and it just was so great. How awesome that was.
Well, think about it. These guys all got together for some of them for the first time when COVID was already in full effect. They haven't been able to hang out. They haven't been able to have beers together. They haven't been able to, you know, besides being on the field and football,
right.
They haven't really been socializing with each other. And this was like the first time that they got to hang and have a good time. And I would say they let it all hang out. It was fun.
I know where we're going with this, Kev, but was there anything else that stuck out for you?
Not really. I mean, just seeing the players just enjoy themselves. You know, they were having cigars. I mean, I was watching a couple different news channels. They were going up, hey, Antonio Brown, you coming back? I mean, they're trying to get, like, all these quotes. Just seeing how much fun they were. I saw the mayor was talking to Tom Brady and DeGronk.
Hopefully at the beginning of the parade.
Yeah. No, it was. It was at the very beginning. And, you know, and just seeing how so much fun. I mean, these guys work so hard. I mean, what a year, and for them to have I know a parade through the streets is cool. This is cooler.
Way cooler.
This is way cooler, and only you can do these in certain places in the world, and we're here, right here, doing it. I mean, how cool is that for us here in Tampa Bay and the players?
And I just love how the city was, hey, you can't, the boats can't be in the parade. You have to stay away.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's like, we're going to go party with Tom Brady because he's our quarterback, and we want to be there right with him. So,
well, tell the story about your boyfriend's fellow sheriff SWAT team that was there.
Well, of course, obviously they had, the guys out there, right. And Tom threw the Lombardi trophy to them on the boat as well. I mean, it seems like he was throwing that trophy around everywhere.
Checking that thing.
So, yeah, he showed me a picture, and he's like, look, and I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I mean, how cool. I mean, Tom was just being a guy,
I mean, I love to see it.
He's so much, but it just seemed like he was just being a regular guy yesterday and just having a good time.
I posted something on as a side-by-side on my Instagram, The Real JRJ, if you want to check it out. But it was Tom in his last Patriots win parade, and he's like, he's got like a winter coat on, he's got a beanie on, his kid's got like one of those puffy jackets, looks like the Michelin man, he's like all puffed up. And I go, what do you think he's enjoying more?
Yeah.
Board shorts are being freezing, Of course, Gronk was, no matter where he is, he had his shirt off, but it was cool.
What a beautiful day it was. The water was so calm yesterday, and it was 83 degrees. It couldn't have been more perfect.
It was perfect.
So,
can we talk about Tom Brady's boat for a second?
Woo!
That blue boat, $2 million. What, did you say that was a Super Bowl win?
His bonus in the playoffs was $2.25 million. That paid for it.
40-foot Vida. They call it the goat boat.
Absolutely, they should.
Come on. I love that. I love
that. But, of course, everybody's talking about Tom Brady throwing the trophy over to his football buddies in that other boat. I mean, that is suspension.
That was Gronk's boat. That was Gronk's boat that he threw back to you. So he's about, I don't know, it's kind of hard to see in the video, but he's like, I'm going to do it. You can hear his kid go, Dad, don't do it.
I know, it's the best.
And he's on the back swim step, which is like half the boat for crying out loud, and he chucks it to the boat behind him, which is, like I said, other players, and he just...
Of course he's going to make the throw. He's Tom Brady.
Yeah, so another completion for Tom Brady. And
that's right.
It was a Lombardi trophy, and he was like, you're about to throw that in the water? And I was like, trust me, there was a dive team standing by. Everybody would have jumped in the water for that guy.
Yeah. But oh, yeah.
No kidding. It doesn't look like Chris Godwin had the same luck, though. Apparently his phone fell in the water.
That's
so
right.
He's lost his phone somewhere in the bay.
Scotty Miller bumped it on accident, and someone will find that eventually.
Now, we know that Tom Brady spends about $1.5 million on his body every year. We're talking about a chef, his personal weight training team and massages that he gets and all that. He spends about $1.5 million a year on his body. That's why he's still playing at his age.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said yesterday in a text of Kevin and you, I was like, they showed a video of him being not escorted out, but like the PR team was helping him get out of there because
he needed the help.
And because he had a few, and I said, two beers would have put him over the top. He hasn't drank in 8 months or whatever it's been. I was like, of course it would have happened.
He deserved every bit of that. And I'm glad that all of the football players and everybody had a good time yesterday. Well deserved. So
ESPN goes Tom Brady on land after the Bucks boat parade. And Tom is leaning hating on that PR person because he needs it. And then Tom tweeted it out again and goes, nothing to see here, just a little avocado tequila.
That'll do it.
I'm glad they had a good time. And then we had Gronk, who was just laying on his side, posing to the crowd. Like on his, I mean, fantastic. And Tom was not driving his boat. It's so big. He's got a captain and all that. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that was safe. So anyway, congratulations,
great
to Buck.
To see.
Just lucky that we got a chance to have a parade, you know, with this crazy year going on. So congratulations to the Bucks. It was very, very cool to see. And the humid side of Tom, because he's usually a robot.
Right.
But even robots get in these moods sometime. All right, 7:05, we have your car line fun fact and your 7:15 second date update coming up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Keith Urban right there. Is there anything you'd like to say to Keith Urban this morning, Lana?
Good morning, Keith. Thinking about you.
Thinking about you.
Oh, Mike. So is Nicole.
Fun fact. Did you know former President Theodore Roosevelt had a pet hyena?
What?
Yes, it is true.
Can't be at the White House.
Absolutely, he had a pet hyena. I'm assuming he did this so that someone was always laughing at his jokes. I need one then.
Oh,
seriously, is that one of your dad jokes?
No, that's not a joke. That's real.
It's real?
His joke was at the end.
Yes, the joke was at the
end. I get that
part. The punchline.
I know how a joke works. I didn't know the whole thing was set up as a joke.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. I did not know that. That's it. That is a car line fun fact. I mean, I'm going to take that with me all day.
The CIA headquarters has its own Starbucks, but baristas don't write names on the cups to conceal their identity.
Ooh.
You would not see Lana on there.
No.
You see Special Agent L.
I like the sound of that. Yeah.
That is your car line fun fact. Two songs away from a brand new 7:15 second date update. Thanks for having us on. Russell Dickerson, Every Little Thing right now on 995 QYK.
Time to find out what's happening in the world of dating with the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
We are trying to help out TJ this morning. He has reached out to us. You can always do that too. QYK second date update at gmail.com. Good morning, TJ. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you doing?
We're good, man. Thanks for reaching out to us. We hope we can help you out. Tell us the story. Yeah. Who are we talking about? How'd you guys meet? What's going on?
Yeah, okay. So, full disclosure, I'm sure you guys hear this all the time, but honestly, never thought I'd be calling you guys. I listen to you all the time, and I hear these stories, and never in a million years did I think this would be happening, but...
here we are.
It's happening.
Yeah. So, funny how life works. I met this incredible woman. Her name's Nicole, and...
Did you say Nicole?
Her name is Nicole, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And my buddies and I, we went out to the getaway, and, just to have a few drinks and whatever, and see her across the bar, you know, kind of the friends meet and everything like that, and everyone's having a good time, but she and I just clicked, and before you know it, like, everyone was gone except for us, of our friends, and we shut that place down, and unfortunately, when she had to go, I got her number, and all was good, and, you know, I need to reiterate, stunning, and, like, such a catch, and, like, I, like, was just hanging on every word, because she was, like, super interesting, and she was super interested in me, and, like, this is just connection, like, it was incredible. So, we exchanged our information, we go home, text her that night. Frankly, since then, it's just been ghost city. And,
you haven't heard from her at all?
But nothing. Like, yeah, nothing. It's radio silence.
And you think when you guys were together, she was reciprocating? She was kind of into you, too? It wasn't just a one-way thing?
Yeah, like, look, I mean, I'm not like, hey, you know, briefly made eye contact with somebody across the bar and be like, no. Like, this was on. I mean, it was on in, like, the best way possible. And, like,
okay.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, like, not only that, like the conversation got, like, pretty deep for, you know, like, just meeting someone at the bar that night. So, yeah, I definitely, this is why, hey, look, this is why I'm calling.
All right, TJ. Well, listen, here's the good news. We're going to try to set you guys up maybe for Valentine's Day if we can make this work.
Oh, good idea.
Okay, let's do this. Let's call her. Let's get some answers for you, and we'll figure it out, okay?
Okay.
Well, TJ is very confident about their date.
Yeah, they went to Getaway. Mm. They met there, and then he said, like, his friends left, her friends left, and they ended up hanging out, and he said there was some sparks going. There was a huge
connection.
Attraction.
Connection. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, that Gandy Bridge will just make you fall in love, because if you go a little bit, if you go a little farther down, Hula Bay, that's where Lana met Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's a little tidbit.
Tara loves telling the story.
The more you know. Oh, you don't like talking about my love life? Yeah. You're caught.
Okay. That's true.
All right. Here we go. Let's try to help somebody else. Not about us.
No, it's not.
We're going to try to call Nicole right now and see if we can get her on the phone.
LNS Services.
Hi, is this Nicole?
This is Nicole. How can I help you?
Hi, Nicole. I didn't think she was going to answer the phone. Ooh. I think it was going to be her.
I know.
Nicole, very random. I thought we're getting your cell phone number, but this is your work number, I guess. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin at 995 QYK. How are you?
Well, I'm wonderful. What can I do for you today? I'm a little lost for words. I'm at work right now. Are you calling for this, or are you calling for me?
We're calling for you. So do you have a couple minutes? I don't want to get you in trouble.
I do, but I am going to have to just talk a little more quietly.
Okay. We actually wanted to ask you about this guy that you met at the Getaway. You remember TJ?
Yes. You know him?
Well, kind of. We just met him a few minutes ago. And he actually reached out to us because he's super bummed. You guys had a good time, he thought, and he hasn't heard from you since. And he's like, what's going on? So we're trying to help out TJ today and just get him some answers.
Hold on a second. Okay, I'm trying to be quiet. Now I'm freaking out. Wait a minute. Wait. I didn't really hear anything you said after you said TJ. Hold on a second. Okay, so yes, I went on a date with this TJ guy. I think he's absolutely amazing, you guys, but, like, it's a long story. I have no way of getting a hold of him. So if you know him, that's, like, amazing.
Well, we have his number, which we'll give you off the air.
Yeah, how come you haven't called him, though, if you guys had such an amazing time?
Oh, my God, girl. Oh, wait, is this Lana?
Yeah.
I recognize. Oh, my God. I listen to you guys all the time. I recognize your voice. I love you, girl. You're like my homegirl. Okay, so it's a long story. It's a long story, but I had to move, and it was kind of a rushed move. I didn't want to get into the details, but we all know moving sucks as it is. And in my move, I actually dropped my phone while in the moving van, and when I slammed the door shut, it actually crushed.
Oh.
It was like on that. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it because it was like a brand new phone and I hadn't bought the insurance and whatever. And so because I've been moving, I've just been too stressed to like deal with getting the whole phone thing. Plus like half the storage, you have to have an appointment, whatever. Anyway, I don't have a cell phone. I gave him my number, but I never got his number. So even though I'm here at like work and I never really knew his last name. So it's not like I could try to creep him on Facebook and I don't even have a phone to do that. And I don't even have the internet yet because I don't have it hooked up at my place. So you guys, I thought it was amazing. And I thought forever, like, I messed it up because I have no way to get a hold of him.
Well, I mean, obviously, you didn't mess it up. I mean, phones get broken and, you know, I understand that they can be expensive. Plus, you're in the middle of a move. Now, he told us where you work, but I'm glad he didn't call you at work because I thought that he might have been a little afraid that I was a little stalkerish.
Yeah. I can't believe you guys figured it out because, I mean, we're just like a small business, you know, consulting firm or whatever.
I guess you had mentioned it, and he told us about it, where you were.
Yeah, so we had to do a little digging because we tried your cell phone, and we couldn't get through. So we had Kevin do a little digging, and we found your work number.
He's the best in the biz. Yeah. He did it. All right, well, good news.
Okay.
We're going to get out of the way for you because TJ is on the phone with us.
TJ!
Hey! Nicole!
There you are!
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, my boss. Okay, our office is all glass, and my boss is staring at me through this glass wall, like 10 feet away.
You already broke your phone. Don't lose your job.
Yeah.
You're
moving.
I'm like bright red right now, and I feel like I'm going to pee my pants. So I'm so excited.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, no, we're good. We're good. I have a minute. I just gave him the. It's fine. We're good. Hi.
How are you?
Oh my God, I'm better now.
Likewise. This is incredible. I can't believe this actually worked. My goodness.
Did you hear what I just told them? Did you hear what I told them about my phone and everything? And
yes, I did. And whatever. It's not your phone, of course. But they're like, yes. Water under the bridge. Not a big deal.
Oh my God, can I just say I was trying to play all like coy and like hard to get by just like giving you my number and not asking for yours. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, you can have my number. And I was like trying to be all confident, and then I was like kicking myself for not asking for your number. Like, God, the first time.
Yeah, karma's tough sometimes, Nicole. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, guys, this is great news. I mean, there's no problem here.
Except for the phone.
But
yeah,
great
yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up there,
that's
TJ.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Good point. Yeah.
Noted. They haven't even gone out on the first date. Come on.
It was a joke. But you know what? We are going to change that because I'm assuming that you guys are both willing to go on a date, right?
Absolutely.
Aww. Well, before we get her fired, which we don't want,
no,
I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin's going to get all the info that we need, and we're going to set you up on another date.
Yay!
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
I want to cry right now. I'm so happy.
Well, don't cry.
This is awesome.
All right, guys, we're going to take care of you. We'll pay for it, and we'll make it happen. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being good detectives and tracking me down.
That would be Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys, hang on for us, okay?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Mallory's in West Chase right now, ready to play a little game with us called Love is on the Air. We want to get you this $500 International Diamond Center gift card, low cash tickets for Saturday, and we'll qualify you for a $1,000 gift card, okay?
Okay.
Here's how the game works. You have three categories to pick from: love lyrics, love movies, or love birds. Famous couples. Which one would you like?
Lyrics.
What song is this?
As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die.
All right, so who's the artist? What's the song?
I'm gonna love you or something.
Ooh. I'm gonna love you
for the rest of my life?
No! All right, well, you're still in this. It was Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen. Gotta know that song.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Next category. You want love movie quotes or love birds?
Love birds.
All right, Lana?
All right, Trisha Yearwood's husband. What is his name?
Garth Brooks.
All right, there you go. Got the confidence going here. Okay, here we go. You got to get this one right for the win. Love movie quotes. I will play a quote from a movie. You ready?
Yeah.
Here it is.
You must promise me that you'll survive, that you won't give up, no matter what happens. Promise me now, Rose.
I promise. I will never let go, Jack.
What movie?
Titanic.
Boy, did Leo sound cold in that one.
He was frozen.
Way to go. $500 International Diamond Center gift card, low cash tickets, and you're qualified for a $1,000 gift card.
Awesome.
Things are good this morning, right?
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Hang on for me, okay? There you go, right there.
I like it.
Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen.
I know.
A classic. I mean, that was Lana's wedding song at her second wedding.
I thought that was...
No, I'm kidding.
Was it?
You've only been married once.
No.
You've only been married once. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. All right. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:40. Coming up, we want to give you a statement from Morgan Wallen that he put out last night and give him a chance to talk to you directly. You hear it coming up at 8:05. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. It's something that we don't like talking about, you know, but also it's not about being first when you report these things. It's about being right when you report these things. And we wanted to kind of wait till Morgan Wallen made a statement about what's going on in his life, making a racial slur, that video that came out, not what we want to hear from Morgan Wallen. I want to give you a chance to hear Morgan Wallen's apology. This is in full length. We didn't want to edit it. We just want you to hear what he had to say. It's about 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Here is Morgan Wallen giving an apology.
Hey, y'all. It's Morgan. I'm long overdue to make a statement regarding my last incident. I wanted to collect my thoughts, seek some real guidance, and come to you with a complete thought before I did. I was made aware of the video being posted to TMZ with hardly any time to think before it was released to the public. I was asked if I wanted to apologize, and of course I did. I wrote many detailed thoughts, and only a portion of those got used, which painted me in an even more careless light. I'm here to hopefully show you that that's not the truth. The video you saw was me on hour 72 of 72 of a bender, and that's not something I'm proud of either. Obviously, the natural thing to do is to apologize further and just continue to apologize, but because you got caught, and that's not what I wanted to do. I let so many people down, and who mean a lot to me, and who have given so much to me, and it's just not fair. I let my parents down, and they're the furthest thing from the people, from the person in that video. I let my son down. I'm not okay with that. So this week, I've been waiting to say anything further until I got the chance to apologize to those closest to me that I knew I personally hurt. I also accepted some invitations from some amazing black organizations, some executives and leaders to engage in some very real and honest conversations. I admit to you, I was pretty nervous to accept those invitations. The very people I hurt, and they had every right to step on my neck while I was down to not show me any grace, but they did the exact opposite. They offered me grace, and they also paired that with an offer to learn and to grow. And I'll be honest, you know, that kindness really inspired me to dig deeper on how to do something about this. And one thing I've learned already is I'm specifically sorry for is that it matters. My words matter. A word can truly hurt a person. And at my core, that's not what I'm okay with. This week, I heard firsthand some personal stories from black people that honestly shook me. And I know what I'm going through this week doesn't even compare to some of the trials I heard about from them. I came away from those discussions with a deep appreciation for them and a clearer understanding of the weight of my words. I wish the circumstances were different for me to learn these things, but I'm also glad it started the process for me to do so. I've got many more things to learn, but I already know that I don't want to add to any division. This week was a big lesson that sometimes we can do just that without even knowing it. Our actions matter. Our words matter. And I just want to encourage anyone watching to please learn from my mistake. There's no reason to downplay what I did. It matters, and please know I'm carefully choosing my next steps in repair. I want to end this update hopefully on a more positive note. Since that video was taken, I've been sober for 9 days. It's not all that long of a time, but it's enough to know the man in that video is not the man that I'm trying to be. I've had this week to think about times when I'm sober, and I'm really proud of who I am and my actions for the most part in those moments. When I look on the times that I'm not, it seems to be where the majority of my mistakes are made. So I decided to go off the grid for a little while and get used to making good decisions. I want my team, my family, my friends, and even strangers to trust me. Hell, I want to trust me. Who knows if I'll be able to live down all the mistakes I've made, but I'm certainly going to try. I'm going to spend some time taking back control of my habit, living healthy, and being proud of my actions. And lastly, I have one favor to ask. I appreciate those who still see something in me and have defended me. But for today, please don't. I was wrong. It's on me. Take ownership for this, and I fully accept any penalties I'm facing. The timing of my return is solely upon me and the work I put in. I still had a lot of really good people in my corner trying to help me, and I appreciate them more than you know. I appreciate you more than you know. This entire situation is ugly right now, but I'll keep searching for ways to become the example instead of being made one. In closing, I'm not trying to be a holy roller or anything, but this week I remembered a passage from Paul that always stood out to me, and I'm thinking maybe a moment like this is why. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. That's what I'm going to be doing for the next little bit. God bless.
So it sounds very heartfelt. I mean, obviously, actions speak louder than words. I was super bummed when this happened, and not just for Morgan Wallen. I mean, probably the least for Morgan Wallen. It was more that this word that he used has so much history behind it and such a negative thing about our culture, and especially right now with a country that is divided, it really, really struck home for a lot of people. Now, as a white male, I will tell you right now, I don't completely understand what that hurt feels like to people that are black, and right. And how that feels to them and the impact it has on them. So I want people to know that I'm not sitting here and saying I understand everything. Mm-mm. What I will tell you is and I'm not pretending to be best friends. Other shows do that. They act like they're best friends with people. But I will say we've had interactions with him. Mm-hmm. You as well, Lana, Kevin as well. And it's always been a positive interaction. I feel like he's a positive guy. I feel like he has a good heart. I feel like he comes from a good family. And I think he has very much lost his way.
Sure.
Does that excuse the drinking and yelling racial slurs and getting arrested from bars?
No.
Absolutely not. I just want to make that very, very clear to everybody. Absolutely not. But I like the fact, and I know he said that, so like I said, actions speak louder than words. I like that he's doing some self-inventory. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he's talking about getting rid of the drinking, because that's usually what sparks this. And by the way, we've all overindulged, you know, but not reacted that way. I mean, that word is not in my vocabulary, and it just kind of is so disheartening. And I think what he's learning is the power of his words. He has so many people that hang on to his words because he's a superstar.
He is.
He's so talented. He is a superstar. And you, when you're like that, you shouldn't say that even if you're not a superstar. But the point is, everything will be under a microscope.
Right.
And you will be heard saying that word if you do say it by somebody. And it makes a huge impact. And I think for country music, he can have such a positive impact. And I'm hoping he uses this time to, like I said, do some self-inventory and really make some changes. I also want to applaud the NAACP for reaching out to him and not saying, we're going to cancel you, but we want to educate you.
Right, and help you.
We want to help you. We want you know, and he's grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And I think he's stepping away for a little bit. That's okay. I like that. I'd rather him do that than push his music. You know, because like I said, he's hurt a lot of people. And you talk about Jimmy Allen, who's one of his good friends. I mean, he hurt a lot of his friends around him, too. I mean, Jimmy responded to this video on Instagram.
Right. And this is straight from Jimmy Allen. Love you, bro. I'm here for you always, praying for you. Can't wait for the world to see your heart. We all mess up and we all deserve redemption. The Bible says forgive 70 times 7. Let's get through this. And that post right there has 21,764 likes on it. So.
And I love that support. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a mistake, you have support from some major groups that are, you know, committed to getting rid of this word and committed to educating people on this. And that is, I applaud that 100%. And like I said, he's realizing that in 24 hours, his life can be changed by his actions. But in the same midst, like we said earlier, his actions can make such a great impact on country music and the genre as a whole. So what I wish for not only the black community, but also for Morgan Wallen, a story of redemption. And I want, obviously, him taking self-inventory, but making a comeback and redemption and a more educated guy, because his testimony that he's gathering from this could be a huge impact on someone else, his friends. But I love Jimmy Allen's support, and it's really, really cool to see that. But again, not excusing his actions. I'm rooting for him, and I'm rooting for his education on this this incident.
So, well said.
All right. That's what we got for you. We wanted to make you sure you heard it straight from him, and that's why you kind of been waiting on this story. It's 995 QYK coming up our Thursday 3. Going to battle it out.
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
All right. Maybe one of our favorite parts of the week. It's Thursday 3 on 995 QYK. Here's what happens. We pitch a song to you, each of us, and then we let the QYK family decide what is going to be the song of the week and who wins out of the three of us, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with Kevin and his pick for the week.
Before that, let the listeners know what we decided this week on our theme.
Oh, that's right. Good point. Valentine's love theme. So our favorite love songs. Okay. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they need to be slow. Just what reminds you of love or your significant other.
Yep.
Kevin, start us off.
Well, this one definitely reminds me of my significant other, my wife, Jenny. So mine is Zach Brown Band Free. This song was off their very first album called The Foundation, which came out in 2008. We had Chicken Fried on it, had Toes on it. We all know the songs. Free is a great love song. It is slow, but it when we were together, we were looking for songs, obviously, that you're, you know, getting engaged and you're getting married. And this was one that hit me. I was very into Zach Brown Band at that time, and my wife loves it. It's in our video of our wedding pictures. So every time we watch our wedding video, it's in the video. It's in the video, the song. There's a couple of lines that stick out for me. We'll end up hand in hand somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. And that has happened a lot. Obviously, living here, we go walk down the beach, and so it rings true. And then at the end, it says, no, we don't have a lot of money. All we need is love. And, you know, when you're young and in love and you're getting married, that is very true. So mine reminds me of my wife, Jenny, and it is Zach Brown Band Free.
Just as free.
Song, Kev, and I'm glad it is part of your wedding and still very, very special to you. That's awesome.
Yeah. That was very sentimental, Kevin. I love that.
It's a great song.
And Saturday is what?
My anniversary.
Yeah, so he's
how many years?
11.
In a row?
I believe.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Well, Lana, take it away. I feel like this is not a surprise, but go ahead.
Well, honestly, when you said to me, you're like, hey, let's pick your favorite love song. I'm going to go to Keith Urban. There is nobody. Think about it. Kenny Chesney, he does our sand and our beach songs. Our beer drinking songs goes to Luke Bryan. Our breakup songs, Sam Hunt. But when you say love song, you think of Keith Urban. Each artist has their own little thing, and he's got them, and he sings them the absolute best. There's so many songs that he has, but I just decided to go with Making Memories of Us.
Ooh, good one.
This is a song that was written by Rodney Crowell. He wrote this song on Valentine's Day for his wife. Wow. And obviously we know that this song has been remade by some other artists, but Keith took it to number one, and he also sang this song to Nicole at his own wedding in 2005.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, the man who knows love songs the best, this is the song that he sang to the love of his life. So I went with Making Memories of Us by Keith Urban.
And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. I'll earn your trust making memories of us.
Great song. Awesome. Great, great song. Man, I wish I was talented and sing at my wedding one day. That's not going to happen. All right, here we go. This one takes me back a ways. And I remember going to this county fair where my uncle lives, and it's kind of like a small town. And it just reminded me of this song. I always listened to it kind of in my teens and then into my 20s. And it always reminded me of like that first love you have. And it's a fun song and just kind of a summer song. And so since the weather's been cold, I was hoping this would heat it up a little bit.
Ooh.
And it just takes me back. It's Tim McGraw. Something like that.
Oh. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. Something like that.
And obviously my heart has not forgotten that, because I'm still talking about it all these years later. All right, so we're turning it over to the QIK family. You decide, will it be Kevin's pick, Zach Brown Band Free, Keith Urban Making Memories of Us, or Tim McGraw, something like that? You pick, QIK family. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
All right.
right, we're doing our favorite country love songs for Valentine's Day. JR, Lana, and Kevin here for our Thursday 3. It's 99.5 QIK. All right, so we have Lana's pick, Keith Urban, Making Memories of Us. Zach Brown Band Free for Kevin. I went with Tim McGraw, Something Like That. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Richard.
Hey, Richard, what part of town are you in?
South Tampa.
All right, Richard's in South Tampa right now. Richard, I'm going to give you the three options. You pick the winner. Tim McGraw, Something Like That. Zach Brown Band, Free. Or Keith Urban, Making Memories of Us. What are you going with?
I think Lana's got to be with Keith Urban.
Yeah!
All right, that's one for Lana.
It's a great song.
Great song. Can't argue with that. All right, brother, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
One for Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Rebecca, and I say Keith Urban.
Yes!
Lana wins. All right, Keith Urban, Making Memories of Us. Way to go.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Lana, you have won.
Yay!
Way to go.
On you guys. I mean, Keith Urban, he is.
Hey, you already won. You don't have to sell anymore. You already won, Lana. All right, we're going to play it for you right now. Would you like to introduce the song?
Oh my gosh. If you are looking for the perfect Valentine's song, you just think about the person you love and how much
Lana,
they mean
to you. Can you introduce the song, please?
Just say it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, really?
Keith Urban's Making Memories of Us on 99.5 QIK.
Longest intro ever.
Aww.
Gotta give it up. Congratulations, Lana.
Oh, so good.
The QYK family had your back. Way to go. Congratulations on being the winner for Thursday 3. Now, for 2021, JR has two, Lana has two, and Kevin has two for our Thursday 3.
Wow, look at that. All tied up.
We got ourselves a barn burner.
It's starting off 2021 pretty good right now.
All right, so congratulations on your Thursday 3 win.
Can we play more love songs tomorrow? I mean, since it's Friday?
Well, I mean, listen, you're the one that makes the rules, so might as well.
Oh, great.
I think it's going to be all Keith Urban, Keith Urban, Keith Urban, Keith Urban. It's a Keith Urban show tomorrow, everybody.
You can play Somebody Like You by Keith Urban. Yeah. That's another great love song by him, and it's really upbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Keith Urban QIK, new station here.
All right.
Coming up next.
Keith.
Oh, Kevin, we're on to something here. Hold on, I gotta write that down.
We're gonna have to ask you to leave the studio. Just kidding. All right, coming up next, a I Feel Good story about a Publix worker. It's next on 99.5 QYK. Great story right here, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, about a Publix worker.
Right, Ray Myers, he is a cashier at a Publix here in Florida, and he went out of his way and paid $90 for a woman's groceries after she realized she had totally forgotten her wallet when she walked up to pay for her groceries. You know, it's just one of those things. It happens. Sophia talks about her experience and what she did for Ray.
At that moment, I was so shocked. The only thing going through my mind, I'm like, okay, I have to drive all the way home and then come back here to get the grocery. The next thing that I see, he just pulled his wallet and then he swiped his card. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yes, I'm okay. For him to just swap his card for $90, not even knowing me or knowing if I was scamming him, was like, it was crazy.
So what she did was she returned to that Publix. She had started a GoFundMe that raised over $600 and gave it to that, what's his
to
name
Ray.
Again? To Ray. It was a really, really cool story.
I mean, think about it. The cashier at Publix just reaches behind and just swipes his card and says, nope, I got it.
That's the worst feeling, too, when you forget your wallet. I've done that before, too.
Right.
Oh, it's like, well, I'll see you guys later. I got to go back.
He normally does it on dates and makes the date pay.
So. Oh, stop.
No.
Out of control right now. Hey, way to go, Ray. Give it up for Ray. That's your I Feel Good story right there. 99.5 QIK. Coming up, you're trending in Tampa Bay. Of course, Kevin's got that for you at 9:10. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, Pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
And the guy that escorted Tom Brady off the boat yesterday because he had a little avocado tequila, Kevin Ebel.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so that was fun yesterday, wasn't it? I mean, how great was I watched it on TV. Obviously, I wasn't able to make it down there.
Yeah, Tom had a good time, that's for sure.
He definitely had a good time on his $2 million boat. boat. Glad he got
a
all
good
that
time on there too.
Yeah, glad he got all that bonus money off the playoffs. Used it to buy a boat. Threw the Lombardi Trophy from one boat to the other. Luckily, it was caught, not thrown into the river. So that was cool. I just love seeing all the players. They're all broken up on the different boats. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, I love this boat parade thing. The Lightning, the Bucks. I think this is the future. Whenever they win anything, this is what it needs to be, even when things get back to normal, because this is more fun than going through the streets. I'm sorry. It just is.
Oh, 100%.
So it felt like Gasparilla. It did yesterday, mm-hmm. watching it on TV. I know Gasparilla is going to be in April now this year, but it just kind of had that feeling, and I love that.
Yeah, try doing this in February anywhere else.
Yeah, it wouldn't work well.
Tampa Bay, baby.
Yeah, listen, when Tom Brady last won it with New England, I believe he said it was in single digits. Yesterday was 80. It's a little different. You know, you can get on a boat. So
perfect day for that.
That was a lot of fun, and off-season starts, re-signing all the players, and let's go.
By the way, they're putting up his diet. No white sugar, no white flour, no coffee, no dairy, no alcohol during the season.
What does he eat?
I don't know, leaves?
Yeah, he does. Lots of green leafy. I was actually reading about his diet, like green leafy vegetables.
And 5 liters of water, 80% fruits and veggies.
Vegetables.
Oh my gosh.
All organic and gluten free.
By the way, 2 sips would have put him down.
Yeah.
He hasn't drank alcohol in 8 months.
Exactly.
Way to go, Tom. I love it.
Good for him.
Fire the cannons. Bucks are Super Bowl champions. Can't say it enough. Have you guys seen this giant python that was caught in Zolfo Springs, which is just south of Wauchula? Not far from the Tampa Bay area at all. It's in our area. It was 16 feet 4 inches long. It was a female. It had 100 eggs inside of it.
Oh,
gross. Come on.
But the picture is there's three, like,
people laying down foot to head, and it's the length of three people. So glad they found this. It's
an invasive. 100 eggs?
It had 100 eggs inside of it. It weighed 300 pounds. It's the biggest ever snake to be reported in Zolfo Springs. So, seriously. So be on the lookout. Heads up everywhere in this area. Listen, it didn't make it far from here. So if a python can go there, just...
Nope, stop, Kevin. Next story.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. I would be in a mental institution if I saw that.
I don't think there needs to be a python for that. But no.
little country music and trending in Tampa Bay news. Luke Combs went the Daytona 500 is this Sunday over at Daytona International Speedway. It's a great Valentine's Day watching. It's at 2:30 on Fox. Luke Combs is going to do the pre-show. So this was announced, but just as a reminder, in case you're looking for some country music, he is going to be doing the pre-race show beforehand. And he said, "I grew up watching the NASCAR race every Sunday with my granddad. That was our thing. I never could have imagined back then that I'd be playing the Daytona 500 one day. So this is super awesome and something I'm really looking forward to." So that's Luke Combs. And finally, SpaceX. If you're up late tonight, early morning, 12:25 in the morning, they have a scheduled Falcon 9 rocket launch over from Cape Canaveral. So they'll light up the eastern sky. So if you're up that late, check out SpaceX. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Morning crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. Hope you had a great day with us. Very excited. Tomorrow we're going to announce the grand prize winner for this $1,000 gift card to International Diamond Center. We will play for another $500 gift card at 7:40, mm-hmm. playing a game called Love is on the Air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, low cash tickets to see them on Saturday. All right, Lana, highlight of the show. I think I know what it's going to be.
You know what? I'm actually not going to say that. I was excited about that, but I want to highlight Morgan Wallen. He came out and he made a statement last night about, you know, his actions and everything that's kind of been going on the last couple of weeks and his plans, and I was really proud of him with that statement. We aired it twice actually today, and we've got it up on our website at 995qik.com if you didn't have a chance to hear it. But I'm hopeful that he can get the help that he needs and that he can turn things around, and we can celebrate him as an amazing artist that he is again someday.
And one thing is, this was kind of the giant cherry on top, this last incident. I mean, he's been going through some things. He actually mentioned that alcohol has kind of become, you know, a trigger for him to do these kind of things, mm-hmm. and not a racial slur, but also just, you know, having trouble at bars and getting himself in trouble.
Right.
And
that kind of thing. So it's an interesting video. Definitely watch it. We'd love to get your responses as well. Kevin, highlight of the show.
Had a good I feel good story this morning. A woman didn't have enough money. Forgot her wallet in the car, and then the bagger paid for it
at Publix.
I mean. It's so great. I just love hearing stories about that. It makes you feel good. It just does. It makes you warm inside hearing how good people are good. So that's it. Yeah.
Mine would be, what I want to do with that story is act like I forgot my wallet when I'm getting a pub sub. See if somebody would buy me a pub sub, you know?
I mean, those are delicious.
I'm taking advantage of that story. I'm sorry. My highlight of the show was Tom Brady throwing the Lombardi trophy from boat to boat. That guy is nuts. I put it on my Instagram if you want to see it. The Real JRJ. You can check it out for yourself. Thanks for having us on. We will see you tomorrow.
Hey, JR, guys. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.